Okay, so we are on, obviously, we have our, and I hope you don't all disappear, and that just looks foul out there. Absolutely foul. People say snow is pretty. I grew up in this country where it snowed, and I don't like it. Sorry, I shouldn't be saying that. We do have our administration session after lunch, so I do hope that people come back, and obviously our breakout groups. But this is the last formal session of the group, and what we normally do for those that are new to that, this is your first meeting, is try at this point to do a summary of the messages that we want to pass on to the board that have come out of the meeting, and then I will try to get an even more abbreviation of those messages into the report that gets written, that goes to the trustees and the board and goes onto the website, so it's a public document. What I will attempt to do is talk through these now and then to email, basically, with any amendments that come through from you now, email those through this afternoon so that if you've got any specific further comments, they can be added. You can email back before I finalise the notes that I'm about to talk about and then include in the report. And obviously the report that goes onto the website will get circulated to everybody before that gets published as well. So where I started off, and what I might do, if it's okay with you, well, I'm going to do it anyway, is read from the notes that I have of each section and then perhaps come back at the end. And I'm not going to talk about the section we've just had because hopefully we can all remember the summary that I gave there and come back to that. So, and then any comments right at the end. Effects analysis. I have written, the Advisory Council showed a largely shared understanding of the objectives of the effects analysis, that is that it is a justification for undertaking the work and arriving at the conclusions. It's not done just to say due process has been done. It's not to duplicate the basis of conclusions, and it does have an education role. The Advisory Council members provided varied advice for how we could improve the effectiveness. The common themes, so this won't be everything, were flexibility of the scope of approach is very important, proportionate and scalable, the process to be consciously determined at the beginning of the project, and then I've said refer below retiming, explicitly embedded throughout the process, more work at the beginning of a project, and the ISB to walk the talk on every project so that it's very clear in relation to that effects analysis. The content of the effects analysis should remain narrower rather than wider. However, the effects analysis cannot be divorced from wider implications, and we need to acknowledge this. We need to acknowledge that quantitative numbers are very difficult, and we need to disclose assumptions. We suggest that the extend the scope of the PIR to include post-effects analysis, and the ISB to be explicit and clear somewhere about the differences between the basis of conclusions, the effects analysis, and the post-implementation review. Me having said I'll go to the end before I ask for any comments, that is in effect what I said at the end of the session yesterday. Is everybody, or does anybody disagree with that as a broad report of the outcome of the effects analysis session? No? Okay. The conference strategy I have written. The Advisory Council members discussed the topic extensively and noted many rich observations about the use of conferences within the ISB network and their various benefits. However, the concluding consistent advice was that in order to consider the appropriate conference strategy for the IFRS Foundation, the focus should not be on conferences as the starting point, rather on what are the objectives ISB want to achieve with whom, the types of stakeholders and jurisdictions, for instance, around education, stakeholders' concerns, networking, brand enhancement, and then, and only then, pick the right tool, and that may not necessarily be conferences. Nobody in the group said that we should get rid of conferences, just to make sure that they are only used if the toolbox says it is the right thing to achieve the objectives. However, the group did acknowledge that physical preference in jurisdictions is relevant. And the cost versus benefit is an important determinant of the right tool. Again, does anyone have any disagreement of what I have said there? Either because I've missed something fundamental or you disagree that the group overall concluded that. Linda?
Yeah, I don't disagree. I thought there was a good add where we said that you can actually add on to other conferences as a keynote speaker.
Okay, all right, I will add that to that. Yep. Hang on, I'm going to write it down because I'll forget. Okay, the next section that we had was trustees and IFRS Foundation activities, and all I have written here is that we noted the update from the January meeting and there were no particular matters to report. I didn't jot anything down specifically from that in terms of advice we wanted back. I think that's right, Richard. Yep. Updates on the board and foundation. I here said Hans updated the Advisory Council on progress with wider corporate reporting, conceptual framework, insurance TRG, the new executive director Lee White and the office move, and Neely updated us on progress with continued development and support of high quality financial reporting standards, the key aspects of the work plan, technology initiative update, progress against our recommendations from October 2017, reputation survey update, the primary focus of recommendations being stakeholder engagement and timeliness, and the development of an execution plan for each of those. And again, I have said there were no matters of advice from us to the board on those topics. I think that was correct. Okay. Social media strategy, I have written. Is Mark in here? No. Yes. Okay. I have written. Members provided various aspects of advice, including. So I didn't say these were consistent, but I picked on some of the bigger pieces. So it's including, not all of them. The SWOT, it may be more useful for developing a strategy to consider threats and opportunities as external and our strengths and weaknesses being about dealing with those threats and opportunities. It may better focus where we need to act. Push only with some experimentation may be the best approach at the moment, perhaps also with a monitoring role. Members warned that entering into a two-way social media debate is a very extensive commitment and is probably too far at the moment for many reasons, including reputation. Members particularly expressed concern about having debate on standards, in brackets, either completed or in progress, on social media at this stage. It was noted that this topic linked into the previous discussion re-conferences. Is social media one of the tools in the toolbox now available to the IFRS Foundation that may be more cost-effective than a conference? The advisory members as a whole may not be the best group to utilise IFRS social media. However, those that did engage on social media agreed to try to reference the IFRS in their activity. I was being very tactful. Agreed that it would be useful to consider an IFRS advisory council group within LinkedIn that could be utilised by those that do use LinkedIn. So that was my summary of the advice on social media. Any disagreement with it, or is that what you heard, Mark? Consistent with what you heard? Okay. Academic strategy, I am not going to consider. The emerging economies group, I haven't written it down here. However, I think that effectively where we got to summarise, I think where we got to on that was we heard the development, that there were That will be further pursued. Oh, I'm going to send that to you in an email this afternoon. Is that all right? Because I don't think there was much significant advice out of that. And likewise, from the 2018 review of ASAF, in terms of, I think, the advice there, that we very clearly didn't support the inclusion of further hard nailing, whatever the right word is, in the due process handbook. There were split views around whether it should be in the Constitution, and there were various pieces of advice that was useful to take to the trustees around that. And I wouldn't be planning to repeat those pieces of advice, just say that there were different pieces of advice. And then, obviously, yeah, as I said, the academic strategy. So that is my summary of the last day and a half. Is there, other than what Linda said in relation to the conferences, is there anything else that you would like to include? You will, as I said, I'll give you another opportunity and think about it when I email it to you, probably mid-afternoon, hopefully, when I get a chance to add some of the other bits to it. Okay? In which case, what I would like to do is really conclude the open part of this meeting, because when we come back after lunch, we will not be public. So all of my facetious comments have been gone to the world so far, so I can be even more facetious this afternoon. So really to take the opportunity to thank each and every one of you as Advisory Council members for your participation. I think that there has been superb participation from everybody, both in the plenary sessions and in the groups. And particularly I'd like to thank the new members who, as I said, there is no free ride right at the beginning, and you have absolutely not taken a free ride. You've contributed from the first moment. So thank you very much for that. I personally, and I used the word rich before in terms of comments around the conferences, I truly believe the comments have been extraordinarily rich. I certainly have learnt an awful lot, and you know, if I was running the ISB, and heaven help them if I was, that, you know, get some real useful insight into how to strategically think about some of the things that we've talked about. I would also really like to thank all of the staff who contributed in terms of putting the material together for us, both in what was sent out and in the presentations. I think that, and I'll have to admit that I was a little bit worried that we got a series of slides and that the staff would just talk to the slides, you know, and the bullet points that were there, and we'd get nothing added. I don't think there wasn't a single person who did that. I think that, you know, the talking to the slides and, you know, the insight that we got with the background information and with the slides was, and the presentations, was really superb. However, your feedback on that, that's one of the bits on the feedback form, and April's going to tell you if I don't, please fill in the feedback form, because that does help us to get it to be done better. So thank you to everybody, the staff who've done the presentation, but also the people who've been in the breakout groups. And a real, real thank you to April and Fiona's not in the room, and Fiona, because this would not happen without either of them. The work and effort that goes into getting this done, and certainly the chivvying that goes on, both to get staff to do things, but even harder from the other side of the world, getting me to do things. You know, at least April can go and kick people in their offices. It's a bit hard to get at me in New Zealand. So a really, really big thank you, April. And if everybody could also say thank you to Fiona as, you know, you leave the room or whatever. So that is the final of the...